Amen, amen. More people, more like Jesus.
是的，更多人更像耶稣。
Shalom, Christians. For those of you here at Bukit Batok, and also those of you who are online, shalom, shalom.
是的，恩友们平安。不论你是在这里，或者你在 Bukit Batok， 或者是我们的数码堂，我们要欢迎你们。
Thank you for joining us in our last service of the year.
是的，感谢大家呢，跟我们一同的，在今年的最后一天，一起的来敬拜。
In this Thanksgiving service, we want to thank God for 2023 and all that He has done in and through Grace Assembly.
是的，在今天的最后一堂的崇拜呢，我们要为这2023年神在恩典堂在各个环节以及活动上呢与我们同在，我们要感恩。
The video that you have just seen gives a glimpse of the various events and the vibrant life of this local body called Grace Assembly.
是的，刚才的这一个的短片呢，让我们看到了恩典堂各种充满着神的同在的这个的活力跟生活。
There are also many, many things that we can give thanks to God for as we end the year.
是的，当我们进入最后的这一年的尾声的时候呢，我们还有许许多多可以感谢上帝的地方。
And this is where I want to go off script right now, Pastor Emily. So I want to personally thank a group of people.
是的，这时候呢，我个人呢要特别感谢一些的人。
I want to thank God for all the board members who have served with me faithfully in the year of 2023. Let's give a hand to all the board members.
是的，这时候呢， thank you, all the board members, for your faithfulness. 谢谢我们2023年的这个执事们。
For all your wisdom, for guiding me, giving me your wisdom, for the unity of heart and mind to lead the church. For that, I want to thank all the board members for serving quietly, but yet giving great strength to my leadership. Thank you. Thank you.
是的，再一次谢谢所有的执事们，你们所花的时间，你们在神面前所献上的智慧、能力、聪明，跟我一同的配搭的来带领整个的教会，再一次向你们献上感谢。
I also want to thank all the staff team for all your hard work, for all the things that you have done that nobody knows, nobody sees. All the staff team, thank you so much
for your hard work as well.
And I also want to thank the leaders who have been serving faithfully, leading different ministries, the small groups, our grace group, the different ministries in the church. Thank you for your leadership. So to all leaders, all volunteers, thank you for faithfulness, your faithfulness in serving Grace Assembly.
是的，这时候我也要为这所有的领袖，所有的这一些服事人员向神来感恩。不论你在任何的领域，任何的事工，你所花的时间，你所献上的，为着你们来感谢上帝。
And of course, I want to thank one special group of people whom I have the chance to really get to know them very well is our trustees.
那我也很感恩呢，就是我能够认识一般的 trustee， 应该怎么翻译？啊？信托人。
Yeah. Just in case you don't know, in Grace Assembly, we have a group of trustees.We have been serving the church quietly, faithfully for decades.
那这些信托人呢，他们呢，默默地为这恩典堂呢，付出了无数的年日。
So I want to acknowledge them publicly. Thank you. You are Yunki, Ting Bong, Nancy, and a special shout out to Jonathan, who is at home watching us right now. Thank you.For your faithful service.
所以刚才提名的这几位呢，我们要向神献上感谢，他们的劳苦在神的面前。
Thank you for serving the church in so many ways.
是的，谢谢大家在各个领域上来服侍神的教会。
And of course, I want to publicly acknowledge and welcome Pastor Oh and Sister Mary for being with us today in our Thanksgiving service.
今天我们也很高兴呢，谢谢胡明器牧师夫妇呢出席我们这一堂的聚会。
They are spiritual giants and legends.
那他们是我们属灵的巨人。
So I want to thank you for joining us today, Pastor O, Sister Mary.
谢谢你们的到来，跟我们一同的来敬拜。
I want to use Psalms 136 to guide us in giving thanks to God as we end 2023.
所以在最后一堂的聚会呢，我要从诗篇136篇呢，来引导我们为这2023年献上感谢。
Let's turn to Psalms 136.
那让我们一同翻开诗篇136篇。
Reading from verse 1, let me read to you right now. It says here, Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever.
好，你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。你们要称谢万神之神，因他的慈爱永远长存。你们要称谢万王之王，万主之主，因他的慈爱永远长存。
The psalm begins with a declaration of who God is.
那这首的诗篇呢，以宣告神的神是谁作为开始。
And our God Yahweh is not just one of the gods out there in the spiritual realm, but he is the God of gods and the Lord of lords.
耶和华神呢，并不是在属灵界当中的其中的一位而已，他乃是万神之神，万主之主。
The psalm goes on praising Yahweh for his nature as a steadfast, loving God.
是的，诗篇呢，借着称颂神那永远长存的慈爱的这样的一个属性。
And I want to focus on this phrase found throughout the passage in Psalms 136, which says, His steadfast love endures forever.
那我要与大家多一些的来分享这一句的经文，就是呢，他的慈爱永远长存。
The two words steadfast love that we read, the two words are derived from one Hebrew word, hesed.
那这里的慈爱的英文译本呢是 steadfast love, 坚定的慈爱。这个词呢是希伯来文
hesed. So one Jewish scholar, right, defined hesed as a free-flowing love that knows no bounds.
所以有一位犹太的学者呢，对这个字的定义为一种没有界限的自由流动的爱。
When we use the term steadfast love, we are actually referring to the love of God that has no bounds. That means no boundary, no limits at all.
当我们使用慈爱这个词的时候呢，也就是坚定的慈爱，指的就是没有边界无际的爱。
So Israel experienced this steadfast love of God because of a covenantal relationship with Yahweh.
那以色列呢，因为与耶和华立约的关系，他们呢就经历了这种坚定的慈爱。
As long as Israel remained loyal, remained faithful to God, God's boundless and steadfast love for Israel would endure forever.
只要以色列呢忠于神，神对以色列无尽和坚定的爱呢就将永远的持续。
So Psalms 136 expresses God's unwavering and loyal love for Israel when the nation worship him as their king, master, and lord.
所以诗篇136篇就表达了当以色列尊从神为他们的王的时候，他们的主的时候呢，神就会以坚定和信实的爱来爱他们。
So let me ask a question right now. How many of you worship Jesus as your king, master, and lord?
所以我要问你大家，就是我们当中有多少个人呢？你尊崇耶和华耶稣为你的主呢？
Come on, raise your hand right now, all over this place.
好，举起你的手，举起你的手。
And if you have believing loyalty in God, the same loyal and steadfast love of Christ can be and will be experienced in your life.
是的，如果你忠心的来信靠神呢，你也可以在你的生活当中呢，体验到耶稣基督同样信实的和坚定的慈爱。
Yahweh our God will never forsake or abandon you when you give him your loyalty and devotion.
所以当你忠心的来并且委身于神的时候呢，他对你永远都不会离弃你。
Can somebody say amen?
可以说阿们吗？
And I believe that many of us have experienced God's steadfast and loyal love in our lives, in our families, in our career in 2023.
所以我相信呢，在2023年呢，我们当中许许多多的人，我们都在我们的生活当中，我们的工作，我们的生活领域当中呢，经历了这一个神坚定和信实的爱。
And if you experience God in a very personal way, you've experienced His steadfast and loyal love, would you say Amen one more time?
所以如果你有这样的一个经历，你可以再一次说阿们吗？
Let's move on right now to verses 4 to 9, where God is praised and worshipped as the Creator.
所以让我们继续呢来看第四到第九节，诗人敬拜赞美神是一位创造主。
It says in verse 4, to Him who alone does great wonders. To him who by understanding made the heavens. To him who spread out the earth above the waters. To him who made great lights. The sun to rule over the day. The moon and stars to rule over the night. For his steadfast love endures forever.
第四节说呢，称谢那独行大奇事的，因他的慈爱永远长存；称谢那用智慧造天的，因他的慈爱永远长存；称谢那铺地在水以上的，因他的慈爱永远长存；称谢那造成大光的，因他的慈爱永远长存，他造日头管白昼，因他的慈爱永远长存，他造月亮星宿管黑夜，因他的慈爱永远长存。
So Yahweh is written here very clearly from verses 4 to 9. Yahweh is the creator who created the heavens and the earth.
所以从四到九节很清楚的让我们看见呢，耶和华是创造天地的主。
His great power formed the universe, the planets, and the galaxies.
那他的大能呢，创造了这个宇宙星行星和星系。
And God's creative power is seen when the sun rises and sets daily.
我们每一天能够看到日出日落，我们就见证了这一位创造神的大能。
And God's power, I want you to know that it's not just seen in creation, but also in our everyday lives.
我们不仅能够在这个被造物当中呢看见神的大能，我们也能够在我们每一天的生活当中呢看到他。
And we have a sister from our Chinese ministry.Who witnessed God's salvation power upon her 80-year-old sister?
那我们教会在中文事工当中呢，有一位姐妹就见证了神在她八十岁的姐姐身上的救恩的大能。
So let's invite May right now from all the way at Bukit Batok to come and share with us God's power in using her to bring her sister.Into God's kingdom.
所以这时候让我们邀请美姐妹，就是美香蔡美香姐妹呢，她在 Bukit Batok 的地方，她要分享神是如何使用她将她的姐姐带入神的国。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 大家早上好，我就是美姐妹。我在新加坡生活，但我在香港的家人呢全部都没有在这里的。那我在19年前呢，因为经过两次的癌症， 我就崇拜偶像的家庭转向主耶稣。我信主之后呢，我的这个对天堂地狱的观念是非常的深信不疑，所以我对福音非常的有负担。那我首先呢，就是不断的为他们祷告，然后跟着我打电话，就去香港，常常跟他们分享见证，也分享我对这个信主之后的生命改变。然后呢，我感谢神，在一段日子之后呢，我的妈妈呢，我的弟弟们呢，姐姐呢，还有我的一些医生呢，都愿意的归向真神了。但是呢，我就只剩下一个非常刚硬的大姐。他因为舍不得他所拜的，因此呢，就是无论我用了什么方法，用了许多方法，也祷告了十九年，讲了十九年，他都不为所动，还是要放不下他自己所拜的。那后来我就没有办法，就只能够为他祷告，抓紧机会也跟他继续的分享。跟着去年的那个疫情稍微稳定的时候呢，我就回香港两次，回到去两次呢，我看到他的身体大不如前。不单止他身体不好，而且还患有这个忧郁症，那我以为我的机会就来了，所以我就很努力地跟他讲。曾经在两次比较软弱的时候，他就承认愿意接受耶稣，但第二天呢，他冷静下来呢，又改变主意了。弟兄姐妹，你看我这么多年跟他全讲跟祷告，很难的，很不容易的才等到他点头了，结果都是假的。我们的弟兄姐妹，你说会灰心吗？说真的，我当时候在要回新加坡的时候，我真的那时候耐心非常的挣扎，非常的灰心。但是我回来之后呢，跟着今年的两个月前，我又再回去。这次我回去之前呢，我就跟主说，我说主啊，我对他的救恩是何等的迫切，你是知道的。我说如果他真的到临终还不信的话呢，我求你一件事情，就是你让我不要为他的救恩而感到有任何的遗憾，因为我真的是尽力了。但你也不要让我因为他的信不信，他的不信而跌倒。我祷告之后我就再回香港，那我看到他的忧郁症发作，非常的不开心。那我看到他这么不开心，但是我跟主说，我什么要讲的都讲了，我真的没有什么话跟他讲了嘞。那主给我四个字，机不可失。就因为这四个字，我又再度的顺服了。隔两天呢，我就邀请他去教会，他也没有拒绝。去到教会之后呢，牧师就分享，牧师分享完呢，他就呼召，他呼召呢就是医治的。那我鼓励他说，你出去医病吧，耶稣 你没有信他，他也可能医治你的。那他就没有拒绝，就跟我出去。感谢我们的主，我们的神。当他出到台前，神就大大的释放他。他哭了很久，哭完之后呢，他就决志归主了。这一次呢，我也不担心他是假的，因为隔天呢，牧师就把他的偶像都带走了。所以因此呢，在人真的不能，在神凡事都能。我把一切颂赞荣耀归给我的主耶稣。
Amen.
谢谢大家。
Amen.
他今天也在我们当中。
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So May, she said that she came to know the Lord in 2004 after her episode with cancer, and with the acute awareness of heaven and earth, she reached out to her siblings, where 5 out of 6 of them had come to know the Lord. Only one person was left, and that was her eldest sister, and who had yet to receive the Lord. So May invited her eldest sister to church meetings, arranged for pastors to visit her, shared the gospel with her many times, and even throughout the pandemic, she may also reach out to this eldest sister over the phone. And of course, with Hong Kong's reopening last year, May quickly went to Hong Kong to visit her sister. And she noticed that her elder sister had grown weaker physically and suffered depression as a result of that. So May used the opportunity to reach out to her sister again. And on 2 separate occasions, the sister wanted to accept the Lord, and yet at the last minute changed her mind after that. So May was very disappointed, very disappointed with her sister's fluctuating situation and left Hong Kong feeling very, very sad for her eldest sister. So last year, October, she went to Hong Kong again. This year, October, she went to Hong Kong again to reach out to her sister. And before she went, she prayed to the Lord, and the Lord told her, wait for an opportunity. She heard God's word, and she went. And May then brought her sister to a church over the weekend, where the sister went to the altar to ask for God's physical healing. And at the altar area, she encountered God's power. And she cried for a long time. That means the elder sister cried for a long time at the altar. And of course, after that, of course, May, right, after a few episodes with her sister, she was again concerned that the sister would change her mind after going back home, right? But this time the situation was totally different, because after the sister's decision, the pastor then went to the elder sister home the next day to clear out all the idols from her house. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we can see that May's persevering prayer and persistent outreach effort led her to see her sister, her whole family, accepting Jesus as their Savior and Lord.
感谢主，我们看见呢，May坚持不懈的祷告，以及不断努力的接触她的姐姐呢，最终我们看见她的姐姐来接受耶稣基督，成为她个人的救主。
Now, how many of you have seen a loved one or a friend coming to know Jesus Christ in the year 2023? How many of you?
在我们当中有多少人呢？在2023年，你也看见了你自己的家人和朋友来信耶稣呢？有多少人
？Raise your hand if you have seen one this year.
啊，举起你的手，若是你。
Many hands. Yeah, see many hands all across.
Hallelujah! 看见好许多的手。
And one of my greatest joy this year was to personally pray with a loved one and to bring this person back to Christ as well.
那今年呢，让我最开心的事情其中之一呢，就是我亲自看见我自己的一位亲人带着他一起的祷告，并且再一次带领他呢回到耶稣基督的怀抱。
It's such a joy to see our precious loved ones coming to know our Lord Jesus.
是的，能够看见我们的所爱的人呢来认识耶稣基督，是一件极大的一个喜乐。
Now, let me ask another question now. How many of you have loved ones you want to see coming into God's kingdom in 2024?
那我们当中有多少人你想在2024年看见你所爱的人进入神的国度呢?
Many hands, right? I'm sure there are loved ones that you've been praying for years, for decades.
我相信呢，好多好多的人呢，你为着你所爱的人呢，已经祷告了无数的年份。
And it's not enough just to have the desire for them.
那我们不单是有这样的一个心智
，but it's also even more important to pray for them, and even more crucial to be used.By God to reach out to them.
那我们不单单呢，只是要盼望他们来信耶稣，这是不够的。我们要不断的为他们祷告，但是呢，更重要的呢，就是把求神使用你成为那个器皿，把他们呢来带到神的国度里面。
So if you notice, if you've heard May sharing, she didn't just have a desire, but she prayed and she also went personally.To share the gospel and to reach out to her family members.
所以你听见美香姐妹的这样的一个见证，她不单单是盼望而已，她不但只是停留在盼望，她不但只是在祷告，她乃是个人呢去接触跟去分享神的话语。
Now, if you have loved ones and friends whom you want them to come into the kingdom, and you want God.To use you to reach out to them. I want you right now, wherever you are over here and Bukit Batok and online, I want to invite you to stand right now all over this place on behalf of your loved ones.
那如果你有想要去接触并且要带领的亲人和朋友，我邀请你这时候，不论你是在五级八都的，或者是在这里，还是一楼加利利堂的弟兄姐妹，你可以站起来。
It's not just having your standing, not just to have a desire, but you're standing to say that God, in 2024, use my life, use me as your vessel to reach out to them.
所以呢，当你站立的时候呢，不但只是盼望，你真的是要祷告求神，你使用我去接触这些的朋友，去接触这些的亲人。
You're standing to say that God.As I stand as a vessel available for you to use to touch my loved ones for your purpose and glory.
所以当你站立的时候，你告诉上帝，我就是那一个器皿，使用我去接触，去分享耶稣基督你的大爱。
So wherever you right now, as you stand, lift your hands right now all over this place.
所以举起你的手，不论你站立在哪一个地方。
I want you to pray right now, lift the names.Of your loved ones, your friends, your family members to the Lord right now. As you stand, you say, God, let me be the vessel to be used by you to reach out for, to them.
所以这时候就开始祷告，为着你所要带的人提名祷告，求神使用你成为那个器皿。
That's right. Lift up their names right now. Pray and tell God your desire for your loved ones.
是的，提名祷告，那一些你要带的人啊，为他们迫切的跟神来求。
That's why I say, God, you can use me. God, you can use me to touch my family.
是的，主啊，你可以使用美香姐妹，你也可以使用我来触摸，来带领我的家人来信靠你。
God, use me to speak to them. Grant open the window opportunity for me to share the gospel with them.
是的，主啊，使用我打开福音的门，让我能够有机会去跟他们来分享耶稣基督你的大爱。
That's why I want you to pray right now where you are. Pray and ask Lord to use you to be the vessel of honor.
那当你站立祷告的时候呢，求神使用你成为器皿。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.是的，天父，你看见无数的弟兄姐妹站立在你的面前，主啊，在2023年最后的这一天，我们立定心志在你里面，我们呼求神啊，你使用我们，在2024年，主啊，让我们有更多的机会去传扬福音，有更多的机会去跟我们的家人，我们挚爱的人来传扬福音，主啊，恩膏我们使用我们成为福音的出口，让我们不但只是盼望，我们要为他们祷告，并且我们要传讲。我们如此祷告，奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
Amen. Father, beyond just a desire, use us to be your vessel to reach out to our loved ones. God, shift us out of our comfort zone to reach out, to do all we can to reach out to our loved ones, our friends, our family, to bring them.Into the kingdom of God. We ask all this in Jesus' powerful name. And all of God's people say,
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. 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 Please be seated.
好，大家请坐。
I believe with those of you who have stood earlier that God's power will visit your loved ones and He will use you to bring them into His kingdom.
我相信刚才我们站立起来的人呢，神将会透过他的大能降在你的亲人和朋友的身上，并且使用你带领他们进入神的国度。
Tell neighbor on your left and right, tell them right now, God can use you.
所以告诉你旁边的人，神可以使用你。
神可以使用你。
God can use you.
You see, God always uses human vessels to accomplish His purpose on earth.
是的，神总是使用人来完成他在世上的这一些的工作。
God's plan is always use spiritual leaders in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, and also in our faith community.
那么神呢，在旧约、在新约，以及在我们的这一些信徒的群组当中呢，来使用这一些的属灵领袖。
And we want to take this next few moments to install and also to pray for the bivocational ministers for 2024.
所以这段时间呢，我们要花一些时间为这2024年的代职同工进行委任和祷告。
So in our Chinese ministry, we have Pastor Joyce and Pastor Esther, 这牧师跟罗牧师 will continue to, 罗牧师 will continue to serve for another year in our Chinese ministry.
好，在我们的中文事工呢，我们有曾慧贤牧师和洛丽霞牧师呢，他们将在新的一年当中呢，继续的来服侍。
These are very faithful servants who have served for decades in full-time ministry and after their retirement, serving as bivocational pastors.
那他们呢，是我们的老臣子。那他们虽然退休了，但是他们仍然呢，代职服侍。
Amen. For our grace groups in Region B, we will have William Hugh, who will also serve for another year. Come, William.
在我们英文恩典小组B 区域呢，邱威廉弟兄呢将继续的服侍另外一年。
In addition, we will have a new bivocational minister serving in Region D in 2024.
那明年呢，我们也会有一位新的代职同工呢，他将在英文部的区域 D 来服侍。
He's Jeffrey Au, now standing at Grace at Bukit Batok.
那他就是呢胡杰辉弟兄，他现在呢在五级八都聚会。
So with that, I want to invite their spouse, if possible, to stand with them, and together as a church, we want to pray for them.
那这时候呢，我也邀请他们的另一半呢站立在他们的旁边，我们要为他们来祷告。
Church, would you stretch out your hands right now all over this place towards our bivocational ministers who will be serving with us in the year 2024?
好，弟兄姐妹，让我们这时候伸出我们的手呢，为着他们来祷告。
Pray for them right now. God will use them powerfully in all the ministries that God has assigned them in 2024.
那这时候求神呢，大大使用他们在2024年。
Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you this morning. We celebrate as a church for men and women who have stood up. We respond to the call of God to serve you, to use their gift to build the church.
Yes.
And today, Lord, as a church, we thank you for the reappointment of Pastor
yes.
Esther, Lord, for Pastor Joyce and Brother William,
yes.
and also the new appointment of our bivocational minister, Jeffrey. And we pray that, Father, today, as a church, we affirm their calling, we affirm, Lord, their gifts, we submit to their authority, we submit to their influence. And we pray that, God, even this day,expand their authority, expand
yes.
their influence.
Yes.
Lord, enable them to lead and disciple your people courageously, boldly, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And today, Father, as a church, we commit them to you as we dedicate them to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen,
amen
and
amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. You guys may go back to your seat now.
好，谢谢，请你回到你的座位。
And my desire and prayer is to see many more bivocational ministers raised in Grace Assembly in the next few years.
那我渴望呢，并且祷告，在未来的几年呢，神能够在恩典堂兴起更多的代职同工。
Ask your neighbor right now on your left and right. Ask them, is Pastor talking about you?
那问问你隔壁那一位呢，牧师是不是在说你呢？
So coming back right now to Psalms 136.
那当我们继续回到诗篇136篇。
Let's continue with verse 10 and see God's power throughout Israel's history.
那从第四节开始呢，我们来看见神是如何在以色列的历史当中呢，彰显他的大能。
In verse 10 it says, To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt and brought Israel out from among them,With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, to him who divided the Red Sea in two and made Israel pass through the midst of it, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, to him who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever.
称谢那祭撒埃及人之长子的他领以色列人从他们中间出来，他施展大能的手和伸出来的膀臂， 称谢那分裂红海的，他领以色列从其中经过，却把法老和他的军兵推翻在红海里。称谢那引导自己的民行走旷野的，因他的慈爱永远长存。
Amen. Verses 10 to 16 tell of how Yahweh delivered Israel from the bondage and slavery of Egypt.
那十到十六节呢，我们看见耶和华是如何将以色列从埃及的这个奴役和苦难当中给拯救出来。
The nation of slaves was transformed by God's mighty power to become God's chosen people.
那被奴役的这个国家呢，在神的大能的作为之下呢，被转化成为神所拣选的子民。
And the journey through the wilderness lasted another 40 years, during which God provided water, manna, and quail for them.
那我们看见呢，在旷野持续四十年的这个旅程当中呢，神为他们提供了水、玛纳和鹌鹑。
So this passage here in Psalms 136 describes and praises God for his deliverance, his transformation, and his provision for Israel from Egypt to the wilderness and eventually into the promised land.
所以诗篇136篇当中这一段描述赞美神为以色列从埃及和旷野最终呢他们能够进入应许之地的这个拯救转化和供应。
God's power of deliverance, transformation and provision is still seen today among his people in Grace Assembly.
Amen. 今天神仍然在他的子民当中彰显他的拯救转化和供应的大能。
And I want to invite Brother Alan to come right now and share with us how he encountered God's power where he experienced deliverance and transformation. Come, Brother Alan, would you come right now?
好，这时候呢，让我们邀请杨英杰弟兄呢来分享他是如何遇见神，经历神大能和的拯救和转化。
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Alan. My wife Jessica brought me to Christ in last year, November. I was baptized in this year, 25th of November, together with my son Lucas. Before I found Christ, I worship other idols. I smoke, gambling, and drink since I was 20 years old and have a very bad temper. My encounter with God began on 6th of May this year when we attended Jessica's cousin's wedding in KL. Jessica's aunt Sarah, a Christian, prayed for me and I started seeing vision during and after the prayer. On 11 May, after work, I go home. I hear a strong voice come to me. You can't worship those idols anymore. You are child of God. So after that day, my heart fully to Jesus Christ. On 23rd of May this year, I asked Lord Jesus to help me quit smoking. Because I smoke for 26 years, it's very difficult for me to quit smoking in this way. Cannot be. So, I told Jesus, please don't test me. I need your help. Quit smoking towards the journey. At 4:13 p.m., my last stick I smoke and I throw. And that is my last stick of cigarette in my life.
So Alan, where do you throw?
Okay. I stopped smoking since then. Whenever I have an urge of smoke, I pray to Lord Jesus to empower me to remove away the smoking mindset in my life. I don't know any symptoms after that. No symptom at all. I have been smoking for 26 years. It's very difficult. When I 20 years old, I start to smoke already. 20 years old. But they are about 10 to 12 sticks per day. So when drinking section, one packet can finish drinking section. So I successfully quit smoking immediately with God. Help. Glory to God. Besides help me stop smoking, God also helped me stop gambling and drinking. And my temper is much better. My life is positively changed with Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 我简短的来分享这个英杰弟兄呢，他是在去年的11月，借着Jessica他的太太带领他信主。那么在今年的11月25号呢，他跟他的儿子一同的在我们中文部来洗礼。那他在信主以前呢，他是拜很多很多的很多的啊，所以呢，他从20岁开始呢，他就抽烟喝酒赌博，所以呢。 当他在今年的5月6号，他到这一个妻子的表妹在基隆坡的这个婚礼，有一个他的安迪为他祷告之后呢，他就在祷告中看见了异象。那之后在5月11或者12号下班之后呢，他就听到一个声音说：“你不可以再继续的拜偶像，你是神的儿子了。”所以从那一天开始呢，他就完全的转向耶稣基督，并且呢，在23号那一天，他跟神祷告说：“他希望能够戒烟。”所以他告诉神，求神帮助他。所以在当天的4:13，他记得很清楚啊，他就告诉神呢：“这是我人生当中最后的一根烟。”所以祷告之后呢，神就帮助了他，因为他20岁就开始抽烟，抽了26年，所以他每一天是需要10到12支烟哦。所以有神的同在和帮助呢，他不但是戒烟，他也戒酒，他也改了脾气。所以呢，他要将一切的荣耀归给我们的神。哈利路亚。
Amen, amen. Thank you, Alan, for the sharing. As we end 2023 and step into 2024, how many of you here you want to experience God's power in your life in a very tangible way?
当我们呢即将进入这个2024年的时候呢，有多少个人你想要在新的一年里面呢来经历这位神的大能呢？
And if you want God's power to protect you, provide for you, transform you, you and your family in this coming new year, if that's your desire, I want you to lift your hands all over this place as well.
若这是你的渴望，你的祷告，那我请你举起你的手来，求神来转化你，改变你的生命。
Those of you who have raised your hand, would you stand as well so that we can pray over you to believe that God will touch you. His power will visit you in what you do, visit your family, and that God, that you will experience God's power in a very personal way.
是的，我请你以那些举起手的站立起来，我们要为你来祷告，求神大大的使用你们，转化你们的生命，并且呢，使用你以成为福音的出口。
So where you are right now, if you want to experience God's power, lift your hands all over this place now.
是的，举起你的手，若是你要这样的来经历神。
That's all over this place at Bukit Batok online as well. Would you lift your hands?
无论你是在线上或者是在Bukit Batok的。 请你举起你的手，并且站立起来。
And ask that God's power will visit you.
祷告求神的大能来拜访你。
In the area that you need, I want you to cry out to God, say, God, in this area, let me experience your power.
是的，你在哪一方面需要神的能力的，你就跟神来祷告，我需要你的能力和同在。
Say, God, manifest your power in my life, in my family, in my career. Manifest your power, oh God.
是的，彰显你自己的大能，彰显你的荣耀，主啊。
Father, you see all these hands that are raised before you.
是的，主啊，你看见这些举起来的手。
Lord Jesus, your steadfast love for your people endures forever.
主啊，你的慈爱永远长存在这一些弟兄姐妹的身上。
Lord, I ask for you to protect, to provide, and to transform everyone whose heart cries for your presence and power.
是的，主啊，让你的大能继续的来帮助转换他们在你里面。
Lord, you see every hand, you see every heart, you see every family here.
是的，主啊，你看见每一个人的心，每一个人的手，每一个的家庭在你的面前。
Let 2024 be a year where they will witness and testify of your presence and your power.
是的，2024年呢，让他们经历你很奇妙的作为和大能。
God, manifest your power in this church, in every individual life, in every family represented here.
求你彰显你的大能和同在在这个教会当中，在许许多多的家庭当中。
Lord, we will hear all the miraculous power that we have just heard through Ellen's life repeated in many, many lives and families.
是的，我们要听见更多好像Ellen这样的一个见证，哦，在许许多多的家庭，在许多的弟兄姐妹的身上。
So we ask all this in Jesus' powerful name.
我们所祷告的这一切乃是奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
And all of God's people say,
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Before you're seated, tell your neighbor on your left and right, tell them, expect God's power and presence in 2024.
是的，在你坐下之前呢，告诉你隔壁那一位呢，你要期待神彰在2024年的同在与大能。
Now let me finish up right now the last segment of Psalms 136.
那让我呢继续来完成诗篇的136篇最后一个部分.
Based on all that God had done for His people in Israel's history, the last few verses encourage God's people to trust Him for what's ahead of them.
那基于神在以色列的历史上，为他的子民所做的这一切呢，诗人在最后的几节鼓励了神的子民呢，在未来的道路呢，将要继续的信靠他。Let
me read to you right now from verse 23. It says, "It is He who remember us in our low estate, for His steadfast love endures forever. He who gives food to all flesh, for His steadfast love endures forever."
23节这里说，他顾念我们在卑微的地步，因他的慈爱永远长存。他赐粮食给凡有血气的，因他的慈爱永远长存。
Now this is an important point for all of us to note here.
这里呢，有一个我们很需要注意的这一个的重要的一个观点。
You see, church, Yahweh was not just the God of Israel, but also the God of the nations, God of all flesh.
耶和华不仅是以色列的这一个的神，他也是万国之神，是所有人的神。
And we know that Israel was blessed so that the nations of the world will come to know Yahweh as their God.
以色列蒙福是为了使得世界各国呢能够认识耶和华，将他作为他们的神。
And God's steadfast love for Israel was for her to be a blessing to the nations around them, pointing man and woman, the nations, back to Yahweh.
Amen. 神对以色列的这一个坚定的这一个的慈爱呢，是为了要使他们成为万国的祝福，引导他们来归向这位耶和华。
And similarly, as we, God's people today, as we have tasted God's steadfast love in our church, in our families, we must be the channel of blessing to point others to our Lord Jesus Christ.
是的，同样的，我正如我们在教会和家庭当中体验到神的坚定的爱一样呢，我们也必须为这成为那一个祝福的管道，去引导使人归向耶稣基督。As
a local church, that's our desire as well, to point men and women to our Lord Jesus through very tangible ways.
那作为本地教会呢，这也是我们的这个渴望，能够通过实际的这一个的方式来引导人来归向我们的耶稣基督。
In 2023, we have intentionally reached out to the needy within our communities.
那在2023年呢，我们很主动的伸出援手呢，去帮助我们社区内有需要的人。
And we do many things to bless the needy, but I will focus on one area that our Grace Community Outreach has been doing regularly in 2023.
那我们做了许多事情呢，来祝福有需要的人。那我要在这里的着重讲一下我们的恩典社区外展呢，在2023年我们定期的在进行的这个的事工。
We organize mini-mart outreach program at 3 locations every month.
那在每一个月，我们都在三个地点呢，每一个月都组织这个小型的超市外展的项目。
The concept is such that the needy people staying in the immediate vicinity of our two campuses over at Bukit Batok and Tanglin.Can come to the void deck and collect needed items.
那这个项目的概念呢，主要就是让住在附近的有需要的人呢，可以来到主屋的楼下领取他们所需要的物品。
And I know that many of you have been giving food items, essential items, regularly to the Minimark program.
那我们当中有很多的人定期的向这一个小型的这个超市呢捐献你的食物。
You see, on the second Saturday of the month, every second Saturday of the month, we reach out to approximately 90 families at Block 19, Telok Blangah Crescent.
那每一个月的第二个星期六呢，我们都到直落布兰亚呢，大牌十九号，去帮助九十个家庭提供他们帮助。
On the third Saturday, we will have a mini-mart organized in Grace at Bukit Batok, blessing about 40 families.Staying around the church area.
那在每一个月的第三个星期六呢，我们在五级八都，在教会五级八都的教会里面呢，开放这一个小超市，来祝福四十个居住在我们教会附近的这些的家庭。
And on the fourth Saturday, we are at Block 118 Jalan Membina, and we bless about 120 families in the rental blocks all found there.
那在第四个星期六呢，我们会到这一个惹兰孟比纳呢，大牌十一号那里祝福120个租赁的单位的家庭。
So on one occasion, one of our volunteers prayed for an elderly man with pain in his leg when he came to collect the items.
那有一次呢，我们的义工为着一位年长者，他腿部疼痛呢，做医治的祷告。
So after praying for this man, because they saw that he was in pain, our volunteers prayed for him, and miraculously after prayer, this man that you see on the screen right now, he experienced significant improvement in his leg, and he, because of the encounter,Let him to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior.
所以祷告之后呢，他经历了医治的神迹，他的腿部的疼痛有了明显的好转。那在这一次的经历当中呢，我也接受了耶稣基督成为他个人的救主。
So you can see that our community outreach effort brought both physical and spiritual blessings to those we serve.In our vicinity.
所以我们的社区外展很努力的为着我们所服侍的居民呢带来了身体和属灵上的祝福。
So I thank God for our community outreach called GCO. We thank God for that. Let's give the Lord one more hand for what he's doing through this ministry.
所以我们为着我们的这一个的社区外展献上感恩。
Now besides blessing the local community in Singapore, Grace Assembly has also been a blessing to the nations in 2023, pointing the nations back to our Lord Jesus as well.
那除了祝福新加坡本地的这个社区呢, 恩典堂在2023年也成为了列国的祝福, 引导这些国家呢, 归向我们的主耶稣基督。
In this year alone, we are involved in more than 100 missions projects in 14 nations, and we have made more than 50 overseas trips to other nations around us. And that's almost an average of 5 mission trips every month.
那在2023年呢, 我们在14个国家 参与了超过100个宣教的项目, 并且进行了超过50次的海外之行呢, 平均每个月大概有5个宣教之行。
So in total, we have mobilized more than 250 Gratians for overseas missions in 2023.
所以呢，2023年呢， 我们一共动员了大概250位的恩友， 参与这个海外的宣教。
So personally, I try my very best to go for at least one mission trips a year to either set up new partnerships or to visit our current partners.
那我自己本身呢， 也都会尽量的参加至少一次的宣教， 以建立新的合作关系， 或者呢去探访我们的合作伙伴。
So in September, I went to Tondo in Manila to explore a possible partnership in ministering to the children in the slums.
所以呢，9月的时候呢， 我去了马尼拉的通多， 探望这些可能的合作伙伴的关系， 并且去服侍这一个贫民窑的这个的儿童。
And it was an eye-opening trip for me to see children living in the poorest of the poor community in Tondo.
那看到在通多的 极度贫穷的这个社区生活的这些的儿童， 这是我前所未有的一个经历。
Some pictures for you to capture the ministry there.
那让我们看一些当地事工的一些的照片。
So this is a typical Sunday school program for 300 to 400 kids right in the heart of the slum area of Tondo.
那这是在贫民窑当中呢， 中心地带大概有300到400个儿童呢， 设立的每一个星期的主日学。
And we also saw the ministry to children living in the cemetery where tombstones were homes to many, many families.
那我们也看到呢， 服侍那一些住在墓地当中的这一个的儿童事工， 那些墓碑就是他们的家。
So if you notice this lady on the right, on my right, which is your left, on the most left, if you notice, she sleeps on the tombstone. That's her bed.
这一个呢， 就是她的床啊， 这个是一个墓碑来的。
So you can see that they're actually living in the cemetery, using gated tombstones as their homes and for their families.
所以你看见呢， 他们用这一个墓地呢， 成为他们居住的地方。
And the kids were so, so cute. You know, they were so excited to bring us, our team, to visit their homes.
那些儿童呢， 非常的兴奋， 带我们去参观他们的家。
And these tombstones were actually not their home, they were at the tombstones of other people. They actually use it whenever the owners are not around.
这两个地方呢， 其实不是这个, 孩子的家, 但是呢, 他们每一次都会带着人呢, 当这些人不在的时候, 他们就会带我们呢, 去参观。
So once a year, they will vacate their home, clean up the tombstone so that the owners can come and use and pay respect.
所以呢， 他们呢， 每一年都会整理清洁呢， 当这一些的， 墓地， 这一些的家人能够来， 扫墓， 来看， 观看。
So you will hear more about our future ministry plans in Tondo during our coming mission convention next year.
所以呢， 我将在明年的这个宣教大会当中呢， 与大家分享更多 有关于通多的这个宣教的计划。
See, God has blessed us with so much. Church, we are blessed. We are so, so blessed that we must be a blessings to the nations.
是的，我们看见神是如此的赐福我们，所以我们也必须要成为列国的祝福。阿门。
We need to point the nations back to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要把这些的列国带回到神的面前。
Can somebody say Amen?
可以听你说阿门吗？
Let me end my sharing with verse 26, where it says that give thanks to the God of heavens for his love endures forever.
所以让我以26节来作为我今天分享的这个的结束、你们要称谢天上的神，因他的慈爱永远长存。
You know, church, there's just so much we can thank God for in 2023.
是的，在2023年呢，有许许多多很值得我们感谢神的事。
And with God's faithfulness and steadfast love over our lives, over our family, over our career, let's step into 2024 with the assurance of His power and His presence.
是的，对于神在我们的生命的这个信实，在我们的家庭，在我们的工作当中的这个坚定的爱呢，让我们带着他的同在和大能踏入2024年。
I want to end the Thanksgiving service with this song as a response of our gratitude to our Lord Jesus.
所以呢，在结束之前呢，让我们唱这一首的诗歌，也作为我们对神感谢的一个回应。
Would you stand with me right now all over this place?
所以这时候我邀请大家呢站立起来。
Let's stretch out our hands to thank God.
让我们举起我们的手来感谢他。
Thank God for all that He has done for us, for our church, for our family.
为着他在我们的生命，为着他在我们的家庭，为着他在教会所做的事来感恩。
All my life you have been faithful.
Sing to him, church.
是的，向他来歌唱。
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Come on,
all my life. Sing it out.
Thank you.
Lord, we sing this song one more time. I want to invite those of you who are with their families. I know you're with the families. If you're with family, just hold the hands of your family together right now. And let's together as a family, if you can, if you're with your family, just pray together. Maybe with your spiritual family, you can do that as well. Just hold each other's hand and thank God for 2023.
待会再唱多一次之前呢，我邀请呢，特别如果你有家人在一起的，跟你的家人一起的握手，这时候我们要一起的来祷告。Yes,
so hold the hands of the loved ones of a family, the spiritual family, and let's sing a song together, holding our hands and God, thank you for 2023。是的，这时候就开始来祷告，不论是属灵的家或者是你原生的家庭，一起的来祷告。All my life
you have been so, so good.
Thank you for His grace, His love, His protection. Thank you for His provision. Lord, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.